even say, oh, clearly he's going to win the Heisman, I'm going to go bet on him. That's the time you bet on everyone else. And then if he has a bad game, then you bet on him. Like, if it's a favorite. That's how you handle Heisman voting throughout the year.
Big Five on the way. We'll get to what happened to the Skins last night. Another quarterback snaps his leg, and now I would say it's official. At 6-6, sadly, the Redskins are completely willing to give up on the season. And then McKinnell's got a really good case for something special that could happen to the Raiders to make their arrival here. They could be a damn good offense in 2020 if they do this.
Swagger Men's Grooming, a full-service shop with haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing for men. It's Swagger Men's Grooming, open 7 days a week at Coronado Center Drive and Eastern.
I told you the $12 haircuts ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield and Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
Vegas Golden Knights have set the NHL world and Vegas on fire. See them December 9th against Dallas from the Flight Deck. Presented by Allegiant. The Flight Deck is where all the off-the-ice excitement happens. From the Knights' Castle to the Knight Line. Tickets to the Flight Deck include a general admission, standing room only ticket. All you can eat, food, beer, and wine. Tickets are $140 per game. Save up to 20% off single game pricing. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com and use the promo code RADIO. Resale and transfer are restricted on these Flight Deck sales. Tickets will be delivered by a flash seats 48 hours before the game.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the Mobile Sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ. It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Oh, yeah. Give me your booze. I am nourished by your hatred.
Adam Hill.
With the things I've done in my life?
Oh, I know I'm going to burn in hell. So I sure as shit ain't afraid to burn here on earth.
And Ryan McKinnell.
No, God, please, no. 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 No.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
Oh, my goodness. That's the most badass thing I've ever heard.
Cofield and Company on the road getting ready for VGK and those Capitals. Park right in front of Beer House, right down the way from the T. Very festive down here. McKinnell, normally a curmudgeon, is like, they do a great job down here. These lights are making me happy.
No, listen, I was talking about this with someone else before the show started. This is probably my favorite game day experience in all of sports. I mean, I grew up in the Chicagoland area. South Bend, Soldier Field, all that stuff, United Center for Hockey, whatever, tailgating. But when you look at what this, you know, what they're able to do down here, the way they are able to bring people in, I was telling Angel, it's like a Red Cup house party. You can go from spot to spot. You can go from place to place. You can mingle with fans. If you don't like the vibe somewhere, you can literally step 10 feet somewhere else.
This is the way it has to be everywhere. Awesome. And yes, to build a stadium that's somewhat isolated is a complete waste of money. This was privately funded. Any publicly funded, there absolutely has to be a guarantee in the plan that there's stuff around the stadium or the arena. Big news of the day, Urban Meyer, Ohio State coach, retiring after the bowl game. Ryan Day. Not Greg Schiano, not Kevin Wilson, the high-priced guys on that staff. Ryan Day is going to be taking over. A couple of show updates. Adam is freezing. You did see I did make him an offer during the break, right?
You did. You offered up your gloves.
I offered up my gloves. Yep. He wants to be a tough guy.
Is that the word?
I put myself in this situation.
And
I'll live with it.
I feel like it sticks with the martyr gimmick.
Totally. Now we're all drinking hot chocolate. Willie Ramirez from the AP stopped by. It's delicious. and you're going to find out over the next 55 minutes why my mother did not allow me to do much sugar as a child.
No, I get it. I understand.
Like, I might be...
I don't need the end of that story. I know why.
It's... there. Cornholio could happen.
Oh, no.
I'm cold, but... What's that noise you made?
Bungholio.
A couple months ago with the... just over and over again.
That was me making fun of Chris Berman, but it somehow turned into a drop, and I love it. It's outside of the Steve Carell intro, it's my favorite thing about this show.
Big Five time.
Battleborn Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five. Number five.
All right, we need an update. Adam Hill's car got smashed the other night at an establishment late night. Dense security video, no license plate. Where are we now in the investigation? Or have you given up, as one listener suggested you always do?
No, we're still pursuing it.
Okay.
We're still working on it. No real developments in the last 24 hours, but I was going to say cautiously optimistic. I mean, it's not going to end well, but, you know, we're still working.
Hit and run. Adam's a victim.
Yeah.
Never ends well for Adam.
No.
Now, the last time you had a dent in your car, what happened? This was about 7 years ago. That was a travesty.
It was. I got cornered in a parking lot by a guy who said he could probably fix it very quickly, looked at it, ripped the bumper off, and he's like, oh, man, look how loose this was, and then told me he could fix it for $200.
Forever known on this show and the audience as...
the Chevy S10 guy.
The guy was driving a Chevy S10.
Yes.
Our listeners are amazing because they don't care about our takes with sports. They really don't.
No, they don't.
But they remember the weird stuff. So immediately yesterday on both Facebook and Twitter, people are like, well, you knew who to turn to. Where's Chevy S10 guy? Going around the valley, ripping off bumpers, and then saying, I'll put it back together for $200. And you know what the outcome of that story was, right? The guy...
Tell me you didn't call him to fix the bumper.
No, he was there.
He was there.
He came up uninvited, ripped off the bumper, and said, I will now fix it for $200. Right. And then Adam got blocked in and wouldn't do anything about it.
Blocked me in. The show was starting in 20 minutes. I had to get out of there.
I'm a little lost. So he offered to fix for $200, but... he essentially cornered you until you paid him?
He cornered the car, so I couldn't leave. It was either go forward into the building or back into his car.
I had him just tell him to leave. Like, you have places to be.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
But then the bumper was gone.
Uh-huh.
And I had no idea how to put it back on.
Uh-huh.
Like, I couldn't drive.
No, you can.
No, it was like, the way it was.
What do you do, plow into him, right?
Huh?
What do? Plow into him? Do you have to call the cops? You can miss the beginning of the show. If someone is to kidnap and terrorize you, you can miss the show.
I felt at that point it was going to be, like, hours. If I call the police and get them involved, and like, they would have missed the whole show.
All right, Adam, did you pay him the $200 to put the bumper back on?
I gave him $100. I was like, what was I going to do? I had to get to the show.
Adam, you first of all, let me answer the first part of your question. What was I going to do? Literally anything other than what you did.
Couldn't get out.
Pull up YouTube and start karaoke-ing to Meek Mill. Like, I have no answer for you other than you did. This goes back to what I said about you being the reason why civilization will fall. It goes with the robots, it goes with the self-driving cars, all that, but also, you're the guy who pays the scammers half of what they ask for to continue their scam.
I felt it was the best way to get out of the situation.
No, you're an idiot.
When people say, oh, there's so many other things you could do. What? I wasn't going to call the police. I wasn't going to take that kind of time.
I was definitely,
I wasn't going to take that kind of time.
Threatening and getting aggressive would be my first response. Second would be, after that happens, is probably call the police because we're going to need them to intervene.
Right,
but at the end of the day, I could walk home or whatever, Uber home, with my dignity and self-respect
before
intact.
Before Uber.
It doesn't matter. You got hosed at a level.
Yeah.
You got scammed at a level.
I had to get to work.
You're not going to win this. He's convinced he did the right
thing.
First of all, I already won because I didn't pay $100 to have my bumper
I had like 20 minutes to have the situation completely resolved. So what do you do to resolve it? Because like, I've heard people say fight him. Okay,
yeah.
What does that do? His car is still there.
Take his keys, move his car after you knock him into unconsciousness.
So then you have to win the fight,
Dominate
it to the point where you can easily take the person's keys and move the car. I mean, okay, I guess that probably could have been a solution.
Or get the cops called on you.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Well, at least you have an excuse, then, and you have a really good story for radio.
Too long.
This is just a sad story.
This is a good story. We've been telling it for 7 years. The listeners still remember it.
Well, of course I do. It's stunning, the level of stupidity.
Again, I haven't heard a good solution.
I'll tell you what. If I ever get scammed, I'm coming to get my money back from Adam. Because I don't care how it happened.
It's his fault.
It was his fault.
But again, of all this ranting, still not a good solution.
Not only did you promote it that day 7 years ago, you've told this stupid story for 7 years, thus giving the push to other scammers around the area than other idiots like you out there.
Everyone has had 7 years to come up with the right solution. Nobody still has.
There's no solution. It wasn't a problem.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Of course I got scammed, but I paid to get out of the scam rather than take a lot of time.
Paid to get out of the scam.
Right. Because again, you're still yelling with no viable solution to the problem.
You know what's scary about this?
We gave it to you, but you don't
Why do you keep pointing other things? What's the solution?
No, dude, what's terrifying is this?
The solution is pay, go in the local business, call the police.
Yes.
Again, too long.
For what?
Adam. I'm not waiting for this whole investigation to play out. Like,
Steve's never done a solo show.
Missed the show.
How quickly do you
think? Who cares?
Okay, that's a solution. That is a solution. Don't come to the show.
Yes.
That is true.
We'll be okay. I totally appreciate you sacrificing for the show.
Here's the scariest part of this. Dummies get scammed. Idiots get scammed. Old people get scammed. No disrespect to old people. You know, they're a little past their prime. Adam's smart.
Right, but scammed.
I thought he was all of the above, what you were just describing.
No, a little scammed.
But I mean,
scammed
by and large,
you're
a smart guy.
Scammed is when you're, like, paying money or you're doing something because you don't understand. You're trying to make money. You're trying to do something and you're trying
to do
something else.
So wait a minute. Your whole. So what you're saying now
I understood.
I knew what was happening.
I understood I was in a scam. I made a calculation of this is the easiest way to get out of this situation.
The genius
and
Adam
the
Hill.
Quickest way to get to work.
Yeah, genius.
Yes.
Absolute genius.
Yes, because again, the only solution so far is don't go to work. Which to me is not a viable solution.
Can someone get Mensa on the line? Angel, can you get a. Well, we didn't have. I think we got some open space over the next 45 minutes. Can we just get them?
But notice again, for those listening, every single response is just that's stupid without what the actual result. You're right. Don't go to work is the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
That was not an option.
The right answer is call the police. I'm being
right,
scammed.
That means don't go to work.
This guy's a gypsy.
That means don't go to work.
I'm being scammed by a gypsy in a truck.
In my mind. I had 20 minutes to get out of there, to get to work.
But your mind was wrong.
Everything had to be done in 20 minutes. The only way to get out of that in 20 minutes was to just pay him the money and get him out of there.
Vegas, if you're ever scammed, I just want to be very clear. It is 100% because of Adam Hill.
It's Adam's fault. 100%. Next up.
Number four.
We got the winter meetings for Major League Baseball here next week. Looks like Bryce Harper is going to be meeting with the suitors before the meetings go down. And that includes... Well, it worked. The last time around, right, Magic sat out in front of LeBron James' house, waited to go in. Magic apparently is going to meet Magic Johnson with Bryce Harper in Vegas. Can he get it done again? This one's not a guarantee. We all know LeBron was 99.9% going to the Lakers. This one's not a guarantee. Magic needs to come through for the Dodgers.
Well, this is it's a very silly thing to me. Because in the LeBron case, LeBron was going to get the same contract from every single team no matter what. And so you had to kind of lure him and pitch him on other things and other reasons why you come to your organization. Bryce Harper's agent is on record saying, all that matters is the biggest contract. We don't care what anybody says, what anybody does, whatever plan they have. We want the biggest contract. That's where we're going. So what's with all the wooing? Make the biggest offer. Do that. And don't do things like the White Sox did, which is foolish.
Don't laugh.
What did they do?
I thought you were going to comment on something first.
No.
You dramatically grabbed the microphone again.
No. I want you to tell the audience.
The White Sox had him meet with a legendary player to try to pitch him on the team. Indians legend Jim Thome. Now, I know that he played on the White Sox.
He hit number 500 with the White Sox.
Okay.
He's not narrowly associated. Jim Thome, 25, is beloved on the South Side.
But he's
more beloved in Chicago than he is in Cleveland.
I think he's more
goes
known
back
as
to
an
Cleveland.
Indian.
He gets booed.
I think he's more known as an Indian than a White Sox.
Yeah. He's a likable guy.
I agree with that.
Hall of Famer.
He does make a point. They took a player who's more famous for being with another team and used him as their pitch man.
That lefty on lefty love? You know.
Why wouldn't Frank Thomas be invited with just? A truckload of the boner medicine.
Especially as a Las Vegan.
Right. And as a Las Vegan. That's a good point. He's here. Like, he might be around him from time to time. It is weird. You have to admit.
It's a little weird.
Am I missing something? Is Thomas on the outs with Reinsdorf or something?
Thomas does have a bit of a checkered history with Chicago and Kenny Williams on some level, but I think that's by and large amended. That was, you know, 13 years ago.
They should have had Bo Jackson meet with him. Beloved White Sox.
By the way, I don't believe that Scott Boras has 100% decision-making control here.
No, I don't necessarily think
there's going to be an emotional element to this because everyone's going to be in the same range money-wise. Magic can convince Bryce Harper that the Dodgers in L.A. is the place you want to be. I think Magic can get it done.
The question is
I think he's a brilliant front office guy.
Wow.
The question is do they want Magic to get it done? When you've got that roster that they've got, the talent they brought over last year. No, why?
They can trade younger players for pitching.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, but I'm just saying there's a lot of people they want to pay, and, you know, Harper's going to get $400 million.
Yeah, because he's...
And they're the...
And he just had his first season with 100 RBIs. I'm just saying.
And they're the evil empire of all evil empires.
Yeah. Well...
They are.
I know you like to do that, but...
No, factually, they are. They have the most money.
Right now, yes. But if you're
the Dodgers and the Red Sox have the most money.
Right now.
And then the Cubs are right with them.
You know who the evil empire is.
Trade Peterson for pitching or, I mean, whatever. Yeah. You could trade a bunch of young players for pitching if you get Harper.
Wow. Yeah, there's some nuance there to what McKinnell's saying. Maybe this will be the case when Harper actually signs with the Dodgers. You can rip on the signing like I did with Manny Machado. I was on an island on that one when Machado came over to the Dodgers. Top three stories.
Number three.
I was trying to think of other White Sox that have played for one season.
He
played for like five or he Chrissy? Played. He was there a while.
Number three.
Are the Steelers now going to feel the full effect of the fiasco with Le'Veon Bell? James Conner is hurt for
he's
real.
Hurt. Yeah, he's hurt. And they were really trying to downplay it, but he's actually, no, you know what? He's playing. Just I have a bunch of playoff matchups coming up. So he's playing. He's fine. No worries. It looked worse than it was. He hobbled off worse than it sounded like. And then all of a sudden they come out and like there's no big deal. You're like, okay, this is encouraging news for, you know, fantasy owners and for Steelers fans that have Connor. But it was pretty quick in the week for them to say, yeah, he's not playing this week. So it clearly is worse. If it was not that bad, it would probably be a game time decision that he wasn't playing. They're announcing Tuesday that he's not playing on Sunday. This is a concern. And this is what we talked about with Le'Veon Bell and why you still want to get him in. Oh, Connor's doing well. He might want to have depth there. And he's gone, and now they've got a tight end perhaps playing running back. They're going to mix in Stephen Ridley as well. It's not a great situation for them. And I'm calling Samuels a tight end just because he has eligibility. He's not really a tight end.
Top two stories.
Number two.
Well, the Skins are going to do it. Just like half dozen will be conservative. Other teams have done. The Skins are going to listen to the league, and I do believe, may not be in paper or, you know, on an email, but I do believe the league has an agreement with all the owners. Colin Kaepernick is not going to be signed by anyone, and the Skins situation is absurd because they're not the Niners, although I still think the Niners could have saved their season by bringing in Colin Kaepernick, but the Skins are not going to sign Colin Kaepernick. They're 6-6. They're very much in the playoff race in a very crappy division in a mediocre NFC after the Rams and the Saints. And they're going to roll with Mark Sanchez. And this Kaepernick thing has gotten so out of control that no matter who the quarterback is, people will make a case for Matt Barkley, for Derek Anderson. I actually saw people listing the accomplishments of Mark Sanchez to defend him.
Two AFC championship games.
There are no accomplishments.
Two AFC championship games.
He was a caretaker on a team that ran the ball and defended. He sucks. He's been a running joke in the National Football League for the better part of 5 years. Now people are like, no, no, no. Very accomplished player the Sanchez is. But what? There was no butt fumble.
He made up for it, the butt fumble recovery yesterday.
You see that?
I cannot.
He learned from his past mistakes.
He did.
DC fan. And here's the sad thing. Just like in Houston last year when Deshaun Watson went down, there are enough DC fans who buy into this nonsense. Because the other thing, this argument all the time, he's been away so long. Barkley and Sanchez were away just as long. It's just stupid.
It's dumb.
Yep.
Like, so you care about this silly narrative that has been so built up that you'll value that over winning. Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
That's where it's at. It's preposterous on every
Mark
level.
Sanchez is terrible, and he's a low character guy, and he's a cheater, and he's in the system. By the way, wouldn't that be awesome if he got popped this week for PEDs? And then they're like, awesome. Oh, we're down another guy. And if you don't know, Colt McCoy snapped his leg yesterday.
Yeah. So it's
after Alex Smith snapped
Sanchez
his.
Tried to carry him to the playoffs. But you make really good points, of course. There's really no debating it. Right. I mean, there's no question about it.
No, there is debating not, it. There not. Is. Because if we start talking about this on social media, you either get no one cares, well, you're lying, because every time we talk about it, people care. But no, there's a debate. But it's the same old hackneyed, poorly backed up points that people will come on, you're now defending Mark Sanchez and his resume. No one would have done that 5 games ago or last year when he missed the year. Stop.
Is it a debate when there's one clear answer?
No, that's what I'm saying. There's one clear answer. But what I was really saying is there's really not a debate about it. Steve made great points. Yep. It was a perfectly laid out argument, except I can't even take you seriously with that hat. So it's very furry. It's not as pointed
it's
as
like
I
a,
thought.
It's like a third hat of the show.
And it's very warm, and it's very Griswoldy. All right, top story.
Number one.
Back to Kareem Hunt. So the news comes out today on the former Chiefs running back that, yeah, he had the incident caught on video that didn't come out until just a couple days ago in Cleveland. Well, it came out nationwide, but it happened in Cleveland. He's got a second incident. Now we find out about a third that he got into it at a club, may have thrown punches. Other players on the Chiefs were involved in the fight. So he's going to be handed a stiff penalty. It's going to be 6, 8, 10 games. I'm guessing
maybe a year.
Time will be served. So what are we looking at? 5 games, right? So he could be back next year for the second half of the season. Someone is going to give him a chance.
Yep.
Ryan McKinnell says, you know what? Kareem Hunt needs to be a Raider.
Well, all right, listen. I'm not going to go – yeah, to an extent, yes. I don't want to go that far as to say – I think the discussion of should he play again is a totally different discussion. I want to marinate on that a little bit longer. Find out a little bit more information. I would have liked, as we talked about, to have the police actually speak to Kareem Hunt and the victim in that situation. But if we're going under the assumption, is what you said, Kareem Hunt is going to play again, I think most people would agree with that. I'm with Adam, as he said, they kind of touched on there, a year. I think a year is very possible. I think when you look at the Raiders' history of reclamation projects, when you look at their history of taking on second chances, they clearly have it. They're clearly that type of organization. My whole thing was, if you're Kareem Hunt, what better landing spot, not just from an X's and O's standpoint with Gruden, Carr, and the Raiders, but you get to kind of go under this cloak of anonymity, this shroud, if you will, if he is suspended here, that means he's coming back the same year that the Raiders are making their debut in Las Vegas. If you're Kareem Hunt and you're looking to kind of slide back into the league with as much, or I should say as little controversy as possible, Vegas offers that for you. So many people are going to be focused on this debut and Oakland coming to Las Vegas and the new stadium and the new team and all the things that come along with it. If you're Kareem Hunt, wouldn't you on some level like to be, I'm not going to say he's going to be the secondary story, but you're certainly going to have some shine stripped off of your return. And I think if you're Kareem Hunt, you've got to be looking at that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the issue is he seems to have an issue with clubs and drinking and partying. I don't know that Vegas is the right place.
But you got to think. And Adam, I'm just...
Yeah, but counter on that. He just showed you can get in trouble
of
anywhere.
Of course you can.
Right.
So and he can get in trouble in Kansas City and Cleveland.
Of course you can, but you what, gotta, what, I, gotta, what is, I mean, I don't mean that he's. I don't mean that he'd get in trouble here. I mean on a level of, hey, I'm gonna show you guys I've changed. I'm better. I'm coming back. I'm going to Vegas.
Well, like, wouldn't that be better?
No, I feel like the PR would be awful.
No, but you're in Sin City, and if you can stay squeaky clean in Sin City with all eyes on you, that's another reason
as to
why
people,
you can do
I think he's going to have to fight a PR battle. That's going to be the biggest thing he has to fight coming back.
Yes. Agreed.
And if your issue is going to clubs and going out and drinking and having these issues, I don't think you're, you know what, this is where I'm going to Las Vegas to go live a quiet life where I'm, you know, I think you can do that, and I.
Well, then we can't.
Then
we shouldn't have a team here.
Right, but it is a fair.
If we shouldn't have a team here. There's going to be guys who are in trouble, who you take a risk on. Then we shouldn't have a team here.
Well, now we have to have
a team of Saints.
No, I think
not New Orleans, but we have to have.
The team should sign him. They should.
He's
go
saying
after
if
him.
You're Kareem Hunt,
I'm saying if you're
PR
Kareem
squad,
Hunt,
right.
You're going to try to fight a PR battle.
Right.
You don't say I'm going to Vegas.
But dealing with reality, we're so short attention span now.
Oh, it'd be a very short time.
It will go away.
Of course.
It will go away.
And if he keeps his nose clean
and here's the other thing.
In a city like Vegas.
Yeah, we're on the West Coast. The East Coast doesn't care about anything out here.
True. That's a great point.
You would think the fires didn't happen in California. Got true. Like a tenth of the coverage of every freaking storm and hurricane.
Yep. Sure, raked.
So that's actually the benefit. I've said, how many times have I said it about Vegas? We are Sport Siberia. No one from outside this market, especially, you know, east of the Arch, has any knowledge of Vegas. They're lost. So this is the perfect spot
to disappear. Their knowledge of it is it's a crazy, out-of-control place. I agree that it would go away, but I think the hit of him, because it is going to be a PR battle that he has to fight to come back, initially would be, and they'll get through it, and it'll be fine. And I don't think
this
team
is,
should shy away
to
from
me,
it.
This is really damning for the NFL in Vegas. If he has to go to Green Bay or, you know, can't be Kansas City, but a market like that. Can't do it in Vegas. Can't take guys like that. Well, then why do we have a team? You can't ever take a chance on a guy?
No, it's
we're talking, think about this. We're talking about a team the next 2 years that has 5 first-round picks and could have Kareem Hunt, who essentially is a first-round pick. That's 6 first-round picks.
No, you're looking at it from the team. The team should go after him. The team should sign him. Absolutely they should. I'm looking at it from him and his agent, and everybody else is going to try to be rebuilding his image.
Listen, that's going to happen anyway. He's going to be in a rebuild, right? At this point, you got to wonder is, if a team like Oakland goes after him, do you just be happy that someone's going after him? We don't know how many suitors he's going to have. It might be limited. It might be down to Philly, Indy, or Vegas.
If the league comes out and gives him an actual set penalty and they say they did the investigation, people will accept it.
Yeah.
And he'll go somewhere. I mean, that's what it is. And I don't think they'll block him. Like, Ray Rice was a different issue in that he was nearing the end of his career.
Right.
If you take a chance on him, you're like, maybe he gives you something. Kareem Hunt is a young guy in his prime. And yes, it hurts him that he's a running back, but
this is arguably the best player who's ever been in this position.
Yeah.
In the NFL's history, even Michael Vick was not in this position,
he's
a quarterback,
older.
And it's a much more valuable position.
Yeah.
And I'm all with you on the devaluing of the running back, but come on, the Raiders could have a guy like Kareem Hunt for free. All right, you're gonna have it's gonna be rough from a PR standpoint for a while.
Yeah.
But guess what? You paid John Gruden $10 million. Can he handle this? If not, then move on. It's part of the job.
Yeah. But it's not about
and
the
Raiders
team.
Are the second chance organization. Al Davis would have done this.
Yep.
Davis would have claimed them already.
Of course.
He'd be dressing on Sunday with an appeal across
the league. He'd be suing the league.
You're right. Davis would have already filed suit.
Yep, 100%.
Like what?
He'd sue the league to get him reinstated to play this week.
Injunction, and he'd be playing for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Now, that would be stupid because they're trying to lose and don't ruin your pick. But.
Yeah, of course. And don't get him hurt for next year.
Odds on favorite to get him. Who is it? I mean, we all say in snarky fashion, Patriots.
Yeah.
I think it's Indy. I think you're going to say, you look at that ownership.
A ton of money.
Okay. Yep.
So let's
the line.
So let's use that example, right? Yep. Oh, the PR hit going to Vegas. So he would get crushed less by going and signing with a guy, the owner, who's a party animal and has substance abuse problems documented. Ursay is a better mentor than the Raiders and Mark Davis and John Gruden.
Indiana state bird is a husband beating their wife.
I'm with you, Adam. I understand that you're right. Indianapolis, in spite of the guy being a creep who owns a team, because people just look at Vegas as this insane place, would say, "How I can't believe he's going to Vegas and not Indy."
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah, me too. Believe me, I'd want to go to Vegas if I were him. Go out, hang out, party.
How many bar fights has Mark Davis been in? How many bar fights has Jim Irsay been in?
Many. Probably.
How many drunken incidents has Jim Irsay been involved with? I don't even know if Mark...
This week?
I don't even know if Mark Davis drinks.
I mean...
No.
What is it, a wine cooler at P.F. Chang's? He's throwing down? That guy lives a clean life.
Do you think they serve a glass of wine at Supercuts?
Yeah. Let's go roll around town in my 84 caravan. Let's watch some VCR tapes. That's the guy you want to be with.
I don't think he actually has a VCR in there.
I think there's a VCR in there.
I think that's too technologically advanced for him.
He wouldn't know how to work it.
He's the last guy with a beta?
Yeah.
He's got a reel-to-reel set up in the caravan.
The flip phone.
only guy with a BlackBerry.
It's ridiculous. He's got pager.
Let's get ready for the game. Nate Schmidt had some interesting comments on the Capitals, and we've got... do we have an update yet on patches?
Continue the Cofield and Company conversation on Facebook. Friend us at ESPN Las Vegas.
Wake up revived and ready with the new Tempur-Pedic mattresses at Best Mattress. And for the holidays, we're giving two free Tempur-Pedic pillows and a free sheet set when you buy any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Ho, 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 y'all. Best Mattress, home with a 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. The holidays are my favorite time of year. It's a great time to spend with family and friends, and it truly is the season of giving. In the next few weeks, a lot of get-togethers will include alcohol. Holiday cheer can take a quick turn for the worse, though, if you drink and drive. Don't do that. As an injury lawyer, I've seen the devastation firsthand, so let's promise each other that this year will be different. Unfortunately, accidents do happen, so if you have been hurt, call me at 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com. Happy holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
I told you the $12 haircuts ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield and Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
Vegas Golden Knights have set the NHL world and Vegas on fire. See them December 9th against Dallas from the Flight Deck. Presented by Allegiant. The Flight Deck is where all the off-the-ice excitement happens. From the Knights Castle to the Nightline. Tickets to the Flight Deck include a general admission, standing room only ticket. All you can eat, food, beer, and wine. Tickets are $140 per game. Save up to 20% off single game pricing. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com and use the promo code RADIO. Resale and transfer are restricted on these Flight Deck sales. Tickets will be delivered via Flash Seats 48 hours before the game.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? You may qualify for the Fresh Start program. Civic Tax Relief can give you free information on how the program works. Their professionals have over 25 years of experience negotiating with the IRS. They know the proper steps to save you the most amount of money. They will negotiate your tax debt and protect you from bank levies or wage garnishments. Call for your free Fresh Start information now. 800-955-8408. That's 800-955-8408. 800-955-8408.
The smell of a freshly unwrapped album. Drop it on the turntable, put the needle on the record, and behold the sound of pure analog vinyl. Hear the magic for yourself at Premier Audio Video. While Bluetooth is fine for the gym, you deserve more at home. Premier Audio Video can show you just how easy it is to upgrade your listening experience with a stereo receiver and a pair of speakers. Stop by Premier Audio Video on South Fort Apache Road, open weekdays from 8 to 5 p.m. Call for your private demo.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Are you dingy? Well, not you. I mean your car or truck. Does it have a ding, dent, or scratch on the body or bumper that makes you cringe when you see it? Dent Pro Las Vegas will come to you and fix it on the spot. Dent Pro Mobile Paintless Dent Removal will send out a licensed, certified tech. Prices start at $99 a dent with discounts on multiple dents. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-DENT. That's 702-368-3368 to schedule today.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Vegas Golden Knights have set the NHL world and Vegas on fire. See them December 9th against Dallas from the Flight Deck. Presented by Allegiant. The Flight Deck is where all the off-the-ice excitement happens. From the Knights Castle to the Nightline. Tickets to the Flight Deck include a general admission, standing room only ticket. All you can eat, food, beer, and wine. Tickets are $140 per game. Save up to 20% off single game pricing. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com and use the promo code RADIO. Resale and transfer are restricted on these Flight Deck sales. Tickets will be delivered via flash seats 48 hours before the game.
Universal Solar Direct. Pay less for your electric.
Nevada license 79863.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned, or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Here's Tuckman side out in front. Pacioretty, he scores! Tuck to Eakin to Pacioretty. The insurance goal for Vegas.
All right, 7 o'clock start. We're getting ready for Golden Knights. And those Capitals. So what do we think, Adam? Do the Caps come to town refreshed, focused, ready to go tonight?
I believe so.
You do?
I think they will.
No pre-Vegas flu? You pointed out there's a Vegas flu effect after teams are here in Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, it certainly seems that way. Now, I know a lot of people yesterday were angry, furious.
You had a lot of people mad at you.
Oh, my goodness. For pointing out a stat.
You know, it's weird. If I don't get it. Because, what? So are they mad because you're not giving the Golden Knights credit that it's the play of the Knights that's affecting teams? And they're insulted that it's Vegas.
That was the feeling yesterday.
Well, very, very physical team, that Golden Knights.
Yeah.
But that somehow, Adam, is by pointing out the record of teams when they leave Vegas the next game, they're crap. Somehow that's insulting the Knights and the way they play.
So I will say this.
If anything.
I asked a couple people around other organizations. I said, hey, I looked up the numbers. Teams are 1-10, 1-8-2, but 1-10. And have been outscored 44-18 in their next game after playing in Las Vegas. Is that relevant? Is that stunning? Is that attributable to anything? Like, my theory is that teams are kind of going hard here, and maybe it's affecting them.
Off the ice, they're going hard.
Right.
After the game.
Right. Or even before the game, but you can... I think people have seen, like, sometimes you can rally and get through it, and then that next day is when you're like, oh, man. So I do think it is having an effect. That was my theory. I talked to people, and I will tell you this. People in other organizations and the Knights organization think it's a very big deal. And there may even be things addressing this situation with other teams trying to figure out how they can avoid it. It's a thing. But according to fans, it's not. And the reason this is happening, according to seven different people I heard from yesterday, is that teams are so fired up to try to beat the Golden Knights that they are exerting all of their energy and all their emotion to try to beat them, and it's affecting them their next game. And why don't I give them credit for doing that? Now, I fired back. Not really fired, just kind of pointed out. Well, if it's because they're the Western Conference champions, wouldn't the same apply to, like, say, Washington? Like, if you go to Washington...
Or a dynasty like Pittsburgh, maybe.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you would think, and the numbers just really don't back that up. Yeah. So, I don't... First of all, it is not disparaging in any way what the Golden Knights do on the ice.
It's also devoid of reality. That's my whole issue with this whole Vegas flu thing is, like, people never... You live here. If you're listening to the show, chances are you live here. You know what Las Vegas is. You know, and Adam, you know this, Cofield, you know, there is only one Las Vegas. That's why it evokes a certain emotion when you say the word. You don't get that word when you say London. You don't get that word when you say Paris. You don't get that when you feel Los Angeles. Vegas is something special, and it is centered around partying, 24/7 nightlife, all the things that you equate to Vegas. So this idea that doesn't translate to sports or athletes is absolutely ridiculous.
It's completely insane. Why? Like, again, it's not the reason
right. That
they were good last year. It's not. But our teams coming here and partying before they play the Knights, 100% yes. That is not my opinion. That's not a theory. That is a fact.
And the NHL is
that
the
is
first.
An absolute fact.
Right, and the NHL.
That it's happening.
Yeah, and the NHL is the first of the Big Four.
Why? The Capitals played Sunday, and then they're playing tonight. Why do you think they flew out immediately after their game on Sunday? What? Seriously, if you're out there listening and you think this is insane or it's not true or it's not happening, why did they fly out after their game on Sunday to come here? Answer that. Answer that question if you don't believe it. And again, it's not the only reason. It's not disparaging to the Knights. The Knights should be playing this up. The Knights should have bottle service at every nightclub in town for every opposing team.
Is that why you go out with the enemy so often?
I don't even know what that means. That's what they should be doing. And they should absolutely be loving this. I don't understand why the fans are so mad. It's not disparaging the team at all. It's just pointing out the greatness that is this city.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Boom!
And in this case, it's not even about the Knights play at all. It's the teams are leaving town and struggling. That, what does that even have to do with the Knights at all? Why are you so mad about this?
So, tell me what Nate Schmidt had to say about playing the Capitals.
Well, he actually, Nate was very reflective about it, and I, you know, he talked about it last year, certainly after it happened.
Was he reflective in a one-on-one with you?
What does that
or
mean?
Was this a group discussion? I was just setting up a thoughts and dreams conversation. Do you and Nate Schmidt talk about your thoughts and dreams since you flipped out last hour that Aaron Rodgers said Mike McCarthy and I had many sit-downs about our thoughts and dreams?
Well, Nate and I spent about 2 hours talking about thoughts and dreams. And then
and we squeezed in some Capitals talk.
And then
someday I'll tell
end,
you about his dreams.
At the very end, we did like 7 minutes on just the game and you know the actual interview. Actually, it was just me and Nate, and then actually our good hot chocolate buddy Willie Ramirez joined in. But it was a really good discussion, and you know Nate said how difficult it was last year. Now he's talked about it before, but I think he's actually had time to reflect now that this team that he left, you know, he was on the Capitals, gets taken in the expansion draft, comes to Vegas, they make this remarkable run to the Stanley Cup Finals. It's a dream season, dreams. But in the end, he has to watch his old teammates on the team that he was on, and perhaps he could have been on still, carry the cup around his new home ice. That's got to be a difficult situation for him. And he's excited about tonight because he missed the first meeting. Obviously, he was suspended. He said, watching that last year with the celebration, quote, there are just times when you have to endure what has happened and learn from it and understand there are parts of this game that aren't always fun. That was one of them. Like, it did suck. It sucked for him to have to do that. We do have an awesome occupation. It's something I love doing, but when it comes down to it, there's just things that are tough, and that was really, really tough. And he admitted it's a big game. He's very excited about it. It's always going to be a big game when you play the defending champions, but certainly when the last time the Capitals were here in this building, they skated the Stanley Cup around the ice, and they started a months-long celebration with the Stanley Cup, and it all began here in this building. So it's a different moment. Now, Naismith said it's made easier by the fact that things are so good here. Like, yes, it sucked to have to watch that, but at the same time, like, he loves the situation he's in. He loves the team that he's on. He loves his teammates. And I asked him, I said, what if you weren't winning? Like, what if you came out here and you had to watch them win and you were on a team that wasn't winning? And he just stopped and he said, yeah, I don't know. I think it'll be really hard. And I think it would be. But he, you know, he's helped out that it's a good situation. They want to win, certainly. They want to win the cup. But, you know, he had to watch his friends celebrate on his new home ice last year. So that was difficult. And he's got a chance to go back at him tonight.
I love that honesty. You know, obviously dealing with athletes and people of a certain profile, sometimes they're shrouded and they don't, you know, they're hesitant to give real answers like that. And to hear Schmidt talk like that, I like people who are based in reality, and I like people who are willing to share that, especially because you know it was emotional for him.
Yeah.
Like, don't, kind of like going back to what we said about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Don't try to trick us.
Yeah.
So I like that.
I think it was the all the hopes and dreams talk first that really softened him
yeah,
up.
Right.
Let him be more honest.
On the way back, we'll get you an update on Pacioretty. A little speculative news on the UNLV basketball front as well in the Grab Bag.
Grab Bag is presented by the Golden Nugget Las Vegas. Try world-class restaurants like Chart House, Grotto Italian Ristorante, Vic and Anthony Steakhouse, and the Cadillac Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar. Only at the Golden Nugget Las Vegas.
Back, leg, and neck pain can drive you nuts, right? It does for me, and it can affect you every day. It can make you feel freaking grumpy and hard to get through that workday. Well, I found some relief for you, the Cofield & Company listener. Get into the Good Feet store ASAP. It's not going to cost you anything to go. You try on the product and see how it feels. The experts at Good Feet will get to know you just like they did for me, because they want to understand what your work environment is like, your favorite recreational activities. Why? Well, it's important to properly match you to the appropriate art support. When I was there, they had me walk around, try the different styles. They even tell you to leave, take the art supports for a test walk. The experts at the Good Feet store are there to help you, not simply sell something, and they want to try to give you the long-term solution that you've been looking for. Hit the Good Feet store any day, 7 days a week. That personalized fitting is free. There's a Good Feet store at 26 West Sahara and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Get into the Good Feet store today and get $100 of Good Feet's patented three-step system.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Las Vegas is now a hockey town. Don't miss college hockey at T-Mobile Arena when the puck drops for the second annual Ice Vegas Invitational on January 4th and 5th. Western Michigan battles UConn and Air Force faces St. Lawrence in the opening round on Friday night. Tickets are on sale now at T-MobileArena.com. It's college hockey action at the Ice Vegas Invitational, January 4th and 5th at T-Mobile Arena. Get your tickets now.
Liz, I'm a newbie at Dollar Loan Center and work at our amazing location in Fernley. Happy holidays! I just love working with the people in small communities like Fernley. This is exactly why I applied at Dollar Loan Center and I'm so happy I did. Don't get me wrong, it's cool that we have so many locations in Las Vegas, Reno, and the Salt Lake City area.
You nailed it, Liz. Dollar Loan Center definitely makes sure the smaller areas are covered.
I felt right at home when I started working here and the customers were welcoming me to their DLC. Carson City, Pahrump, Laughlin, Sun Valley, Provo, Sparks. We have Dollar Loan Centers all around Nevada and Utah. And if you're ever around Fernley, stop in and see our super awesome location. We'll save some cash for you.
Thanks, Liz. Stop by one of our over 50 locations and apply today.
Get a little cash. Get a little cash. Down at the DLC.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval. Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's RANK to 79645.
Vegas Golden Knights have set the NHL world and Vegas on fire. See them December 9th against Dallas from the Flight Deck. Presented by Allegiant. The Flight Deck is where all the off-the-ice excitement happens. From the Knights Castle to the Knight Line. Tickets to the Flight Deck include a general admission, standing room only ticket. All you can eat, food, beer, and wine. Tickets are $140 per game. Save up to 20% off single game pricing. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com and use the promo code RADIO. Resale and transfer are restricted on these Flight Deck sales. Tickets will be delivered via flash seats 48 hours before the game.
It's a rivalry renewed. UNLV takes the hardwood against BYU on Saturday, December 15th at T-Mobile Arena. Benefiting Coaches vs. Cancer, the action-packed doubleheader features the Runnin' Rebels against the Cougars at 5:30, followed by LSU versus St. Mary's at 8. Tickets on sale now at TMobileArena.com. It's UNLV BYU on the Las Vegas Strip at T-Mobile Arena. Brought to you by Finley Toyota, Summerlin, and Comprehensive Cancer Centers.
Every Friday during football season, join us from 6 until 7 p.m. for the William Hill Radio Show, hosted by Paulie Howard, live from Hooters Casino Hotel. He'll break down all the weekend action, including who bettors are backing the most. After the show, make Hooters Casino Hotel your home for game day, with great food and drink specials, plus continuous live in-play wagering. For all the details, visit williamhill.us. Saturdays and Sundays during football season, enjoy $5 buckets of Bud Light and Michelob Ultra from 10 p.m. till 9 a.m. in the underground lounge and porch.
The UNLV Runner Rebels want to give you unlimited hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, and soda at the four best remaining games this season. The Runner Rebel Eat All You Can four-game plan starts at just $75 and includes tickets to the rivalry game against UNR, Saturday games against San Diego State and Boise State, and a showdown with New Mexico. The best seats go to those who order first. Visit UNLVtickets.com to get your Eat All You Can plan today.
UNLV tickets, we get you there.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Grab Bag is presented by the Golden Nugget Las Vegas.
Want it? Check it out.
Grab Bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
I'll tell you, folks, Adam Hill on this beat for VGK. He works hard. He works hard. He's trying to get the update today on Pacioretty. You really didn't get any inside information earlier in the day.
Not feeling well, Steve.
Not
for lack of trying. He's not feeling well.
Any indication of whether he's going to play or not?
He's not feeling well. They were going to make a determination around 5 o'clock. It is now almost 6. We don't know. They don't have to have the scratches in yet. So we'll be monitoring closely. Max Pacioretty not feeling well. If you're out there asking, is he sick? Is he hurt? He's not feeling well. That's all you need to know.
He's got tummy ache.
Or an ankle ache, or A concussion. Nobody knows. He's just not feeling well.
Injury roulette.
Back in there.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Scoreboard tonight in college basketball. Cincy first half up on Northern Kentucky, 42-28. Kansas at home against Wofford, 28-26. Wofford's pretty good, right?
Yeah, they're really good.
In Lawrence. First half's almost over, and they're only down two. Interesting.
Need that Wofford win.
Story with UNLV and the crowd and the students. What's been one of the big issues with the student section at the Thomas & Mack?
Well, the student section?
Yeah, where it's placed.
Well, that it's not behind the basket that the other team shoots at in the second half.
Right. And who is?
The media is.
Why?
I don't know. Well, I do. Logistically, there is reasons.
It was explained a lot during the Dave Rice era.
Yeah.
You'd also be screwing up seats for some of the big bangers around the court.
Well, and
because they've also talked about moving the bench, that the bench needs to be on the opposite side if they switch sides with the students or if they're shooting at different baskets. If they were going to flip it and shoot second half, then the bench would have to move.
Well, that'd be the easiest thing ever.
Right.
It's just to switch the side of the bench you're on.
Yeah, but there are people who are
there are people who buy seats behind the bench.
Yep.
And then they'll be like, well, I'm not behind the bench anymore. That's what. So yep. If there was an easy solution, it would have been fixed already.
Yep.
I think they do need to figure out. But here's the first thing. I'll say this right now. If there was a ton of students there to actually distract the team, maybe they would start thinking about actually doing it.
All right. Always shots.
If 32 people show up, there's no point of sitting behind the basket.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
We're not done yet. DRF said, thank you for your support this basketball season. This is Desiree Reed-Francois, the AD. Talked about student section configuration, unique compared to many other schools. Student section currently positioned on the opposite end of the court as most other arenas in the country, blah, 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 blah. So she wants to come up with a solution. I threw out the solution. Why don't we just take the media and put them upstairs?
Fine.
And then, well, here's the issue with the media. Who would complain?
No one.
Nobody.
You apparently
right?
not. Yeah, no one.
Oh, I think people would complain. But my point is there's 22 media seats. I think I had the count right.
Yeah.
Five or six across. Might be a little more. There's been like six on average in the section.
Yeah.
So,
but I say,
I'm sure there'd be people who'd come back and be like, wait, what happened? We're upstairs? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't cover a lot of games.
The issue is...
You didn't realize, huh?
The issue is getting to the interview room in a timely manner.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the biggest issue. But at the same time, like, I'm with this. I think they need to find a solution. I think they need to fix it. I'm with this, and I would say put the media wherever you need to make it happen the way that it should. But again, like, if they were selling all those seats, you'd force them into, like, oh, we can sell these? Yeah, move the media upstairs and sell these seats. Nobody's going.
I guess the plus side, at least the media's taking up some seats.
Force the change.
Back in there, Chrissy.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
McKinnell sends over our note. Netflix pays $100 million to keep streaming Friends for a year. What the blank is this?
How is this still a thing? Okay, I understand Friends is popular. I never watched an episode. I didn't think it was that funny. Not the point.
You didn't watch an episode.
No, that's not the point. The fact that a show that has been canceled for 20 years.
It wasn't canceled.
The show,
It ran its course, and at the end, they were all making like $1.1 million an episode.
Yeah, they were really the first to really command those sort of salaries.
Careful here, Ryan.
20 years removed, and it's still drawing in $100 million.
I don't like the show. I get the appeal of it. It's not my thing.
You do realize Netflix paid $100 million to keep Friends streaming. They've canceled anything Marvel-related that they had.
Yeah, and that's in part because... I know what you're trying to do there, Steve. I don't like it. No, you know, Disney and Marvel... Setting up their own streaming service, so they're pulling them off of Netflix. It is a shame. Daredevil is one of the best shows I've seen ever. Wilson Fisk, played by Vincent D'Onofrio, is like it's like if Bill the Butcher had 70 hours dedicated to him as far as a villain. Just a really deep dive into villainy.
How do you judge a show that you've never seen?
I'm not. I'm just. I mean,
you
I
said it's not funny.
I said
you've
never
seen
a full episode.
Okay.
I've seen clips. Right. I know what it is. I'm pretty sure it's the same. I don't want to offend too many people. I know it's a popular show. It wasn't for me.
I don't really enjoy it. I'm not defending it. I don't really enjoy it. I just
give me the Office. Give me the. Give me the. Give me the Steve Carell less Office.
Oh.
over Friends. Oh. Over Friends.
That's
a bad Office episode is still better than the best Friends episode.
Tomorrow, we're on the road. Golden Nugget. Golden Nugget is the location right there by the pool. I don't think we'll do the show outside. We are going to do some outside shows at the Golden Nugget. Tomorrow, we're right in front of the Cadillac Cantina. We'll be there with Tony Miller. Come by, say hi. We'll have some goodies to give away. Golden Nugget downtown for Cofield and Company. Boy, we got to close on this note in like 10 seconds. What sad news out of Harvard. A professor said if you're going to eat fries, you should only eat 6 fries per serving.
Ha!
What is the freaking
point? I
think
he means per grab. 6 fries per grab.
Per grab?
Yeah.
No, I think that's per serving. That's it.
What a monster.
All right, enjoy the game tonight. VGK taking on the Cavs. Make sure you tune in to 1340 for the postgame.